Chapter 3. Shuttling between guilt and self-pity, Jem Huckville was close to tears. He blamed himself for Page's death, and he shuddered when he looked into a future without a place at the gallery. What would he do? And who would look after him? Where else could he find such friendship and fulfilment? He'd be an outcast, carrying his abject failure like an irremovable brand upon his forehead. He wallowed in anxiety until fatigue finally closed his eyes and made him doze off. Waking after a few minutes, he took time to realise where he was, then saw that Gully Ackford was looming over him. Huckville put up both arms protectively and cowered before his erstwhile employer. "Don't hit me," he pleaded. "I've already punished myself enough." "Why the devil should I hurt you?" asked Ackford mildly. "You must be disgusted with me." "I'm nothing of the kind. I'm just glad that you're still alive, Jem. If you were outwitted, you'd incur no blame from me. We all make mistakes. Mine was to give you an assignment far more hazardous than I'd ever imagined." He sat on the bed and put a gentle hand on Huckvale's arm. "How do you feel?"
I'm frightened, Gully."
"Why? You're..."